Here we're doing. So we're looking at the Maral, Virus Hashem, 14th chapter. Okay, so it's all based on this passage from Shmos Aleph, Pasuk Shmona, eight. Vayakam Hamitzrayim Asher Lo Yada Es Yosef, and the Gemara in Sota, on that famous Rashi brings it down. About how do we understand this pasuk? By Yaakov Melech Chadash Al Mitzrayim, so a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Yosef. Okay, so the Gemara in Sota says, Rav and Shmuel, Chadam or Chadash Mamish. One of them says, it's kind of an interesting thing, by the way, is like they don't identify who says what. It's like left open ended. Like you have to try to guess. I think you might be able to figure it out by just knowing how Rav and Shmuel go, like over other places in Shas, but it's just an interesting style that they don't tell us what each one says. So one says Chadash Mamish, and one says Shenischad. So that one is, it's a new guy, and one is that it's the same guy with just new edicts. And one who says that it's I guess Chadash Mamish, that it's, this is a new person. As it says, Chadash, Vayakam Melech Chadash. But the one who says, Shenitzchad Shugzei Rosov, because it never tells us anybody died. Delot Siv Vayamas Vayimloch. Okay, and then, Asher Lo Yada Es Yosef, that didn't know Yosef, Dehavid Dami Kaman Delo Yada Leikla. So if it's the same guy, what does it mean that he did not know Yosef? And so he made it as if he did not know him. Okay? So let's see the morale on this part. So that was okay. So we have, so that's the first line in this piece where things start getting interesting. Okay, let's just look back. I just want to show you one other thing here. Let's look at this. Vayomer el amo. So he said to his nation, Hine am bnei Yisrael rav ve'atzum mimenu. Hine am bnei Yisrael rav ve'atzum mimenu. It should the construct, it should be ve'atzumim in the plural, but it says ve'atzum. Then it says hava nischak malo. So let's come up with a thing like a plan for lo. So this is lahem, it should have been. So it says it again in the singular. So Maral is going to discuss this stuff, but why is it in the singular? Pen yirbev v'hayak yisikrenam milchama v'nosaf gam hu al soneinu v'necham banu v'allah. Again, it should say v'alu min haaretz. Right? So that's this kind of the strange nischak malo and v'allah. Okay, so that's basically, and the Gemara in Sota, so now the Gemara in Sota, it's interesting. So Sota Lamed Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, right? The Gemara here says, again, Vayomer El Amo. So the Gemara is going over this, our parsha of Vayomer El Amo. Hinei Am Bnei Yisrael. So Tana, who hitchil be'etza, tchila. So he started, right? It was Paro's idea to go after the Jews. That's why, lefichach laka tchila. That's why he was afflicted first. Who hit chabeitzcha tchila dechsev ayomer alamo? Lefichach laka tchila. That's why he gets punished first. Kidechsev. Ubecha uva'amcha v'chol avadecha. Right? So it's you, your nation, and all of your servants. What was it talking about? Tzvardea. So who's the first guy? Can you ever think about it? Like, why is Paro? Okay, so like, yeah, you know, we're going to go after the big guy. But the Gemara here is saying it's a midah k'neged midah. He chose to start up with the Jewish people. When Hashem starts to come after them, he's going to go after Paro first, midah k'neged midah. Then haba nischak malo, lahem mibraile, right? So the Gemara says it should have said to them, not to that, to him. So Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, bo v'nitchak v'nech come, Lemoshi Ansha Yisrael. So let us come and again come up with this plan for against the Moshi Ansha Yisrael. So who's the Moshi Ansha Yisrael? Who's going to be the redeemer of the Jewish people? So it's going to be against God. God is our right. He's our salvation. So the Nitzchak Malo is we're going after God. They're choosing. He's choosing in a way Hava Nitzchak Malo against God. Now it's very. But so okay. So then, his advisors asked him, "Bameh Nidunim." So how should we go after them? So with what form of death shall we judge and decree upon them? So if we shall judge them with fire, perhaps we will be punished measure by measure, for measure by fire, as is written, for behold, the Lord will come in fire. And it is written in the verse that follows it, for by fire will the Lord contend. Similarly, we cannot judge them with the sword, as is written also, and by his sword with all flesh. Ela bo'u. So let's go after them with water. Because God already promised Noah that he's never going to afflict the world with water. Right? He's never going to go after us with so therefore, but they didn't know. Right? God only promised Noah, I'm not going to destroy the entire world. But that didn't preclude individual nations from God bring a mabul, okay. Inami, who ain't no mevi. Really, the truth is, or you could say that he doesn't bring, he won't bring a flood. Aval hein ban v'noflin b'tocho, but rather, they'll end up coming and falling into it. V'chein hu omer, Mitzrayim nasim l'krato. Right, so that the Egyptians came running after, they're the ones, it's like crazy, but here they come running into the water. Right? Here they wanted to like boil the Jewish people, so to speak, in the water, and they end up getting boiled in that water. Right? So this idea of the kedera of a pot, a boiling pot, like you see this idea when Yaakov was there when they were 15 years old. And Avram died. Yaakov made the Nesidat Hashem, right? He made the lentil soup, right? So that idea that Vayazed Yaakov Nazid, this idea of Zadu, is being over a pot, a boiling pot of water, boiling pot of soup. Fine. So that's the Gemara in Sota. Okay. So let's look at the. Let's stop the share. Let's look at the. Do you guys have the. The thing I sent, right? Okay, here we go. So you're going to see now that I showed you the text inside, this maral reads much easier because it's kind of technical, but basically the maral is going to come up with a couple of beautiful ideas that are very, like they're take-homes. They're very important Yisoda stick of deals, okay? So first this idea, Vayakam el chadash, prepare kama de sota, Vayakam el chadash, Rabish mel chadam or chadash mamash, Vachadam and nischad, you say also, this is quoting the Gemara. There's a new king that arose. One says it's literally a new king. One says it's the same guy with new edicts. Mandam chadash mamash, because it says chadash. Mandam nischad shegzeira. So the lo ksev ayamas vayamlach, right? Because it never says anywhere that someone died. So it's the same guy, just he's got a new approach. So what is the guy who says it's the same guy? He made it as if he didn't remember Yosef. Now v'nir lemanda amar. Chadash mamash, adach siv chadash, velo ksiv ayakam melech al Mitzrayim. It says melech chadash. Kidei shelo tamar shahaya zeh hamelech. So now this is beautiful. What does it mean that if you read historical accounts of trying to figure out there's a history of Egypt, and then how does that kind of go with the story of the Torah, right? How do we understand the historical accounts and the fact that basically there's no history within the secular world, or the Egyptian history books of this story of Tzias Mitzrayim, okay? So, one of the things that the idea is that because it wasn't exactly the most, positive thing, so kind of, that's the Egyptian kings were pretty full of themselves. It's the last thing they're going to put into their history books about a defeat of this type. But either way, this idea of new king. Is it, let's say you say that this is the same king. Does anybody think that this guy is the same guy who was at the time of Yosef? So, especially if he's not a decent guy, that he's lasted this long. Rather, what the Maharal will introduce is this idea, is that even if you say this is Nischachu Gezerosov, it's not the same guy that knew Yosef. But it's coming from the same family. You have a continuous family line, father after father, father, son, father, son. So that when we talk about a new king as opposed to the same old king, it's not the same guy that knew Yosef, but rather it's the same family line. Okay, so Chadash means it's a new kingdom, new dynasty. Let's call it right. So let's see what he says here. Kidei shelo tomar shehaya zeh hamelach b'no o ben b'no shel rishon v'lo havi zeh Chadash mamash l'chach kasav Chadash. So that when we say Chadash, it means this is a totally new monarchy, a new dynasty. So according to the one who's saying it's totally new, we're talking about a new dynasty. We're not positing the idea that this is the same actual power that was in the time of Yosef. There's no way that this guy is going to last that long because Hashem's not going to give him that. Ella shahaya beno o ben bena, but rather he's coming from it's either the son or the grandson. V'chozem machas achas nikra, but still, even if it's not the same exact guy, we still consider it to be the same kingdom, right? So it's interesting because normally when you read this, the conventional is it's the same guy, and how could he not? No, it's the same kingdom, and the same kingdom should still be recognizing Yosef because of the impact he had on this dynasty. V'mnei shenischachu gezeirosav and the kasav chadash, v'mnei chidash hagzeira. So the idea, so when we say melech chadash, it's not that it's the same guy, but it's the same dynasty, but the idea is that he changed, I guess you have a tradition that the Jewish people and Yosef had a positive, that the Jewish people within this dynasty are going to be taken care of, except that Nischachik Yosef is Vayakam El Chadash. Laman Damar Chadash Mamish, Hekim Hashem Yisbarach Mel Chadash Mamish L'Kayim Egzera. That actually, the other way of, like when we say the one who said this is a totally new dynasty, it's because Hashem put a new dynasty in place in order to be Mekayim Egzera. Right, because here he is. He's saying to Avram, which we already learned, that they're going to be avadim. Right, ki ayidei melech harishon kevan sheyadat Yosef lo haya ba shibu b'menu. Because if it was the same guy, you cannot have, based on just normal human decency, our tradition that these are good people to us, we're not going to do anything bad to them. So in order to enact or enable this whole process to occur, Hashem made it so that it should be a new king. And according to the one who says that it was just that it was the same dynasty, but that it's okay. So they were that at a certain point that you can make, that now was the time to change things up. So even in that context, but it's interesting. So one chiddush that you ask the guy in the street, same king? Yeah, same king. Nischachik Zerosov, same king as when Yosef was. No. So the Maharal is telling us, no, it can't be. But it's the same dynastic chain, same monarchy. Okay, fine. Either way, you see that there needs to be a new approach to the Jewish people. So Vayomer Elamo, so Tana Hu Hitchil Beitza, L'chachu Lachabu Hitchil, right? So the Gemara tells us there, because he started up, so Lachach, he ends up getting, the Gemara there says, Lachach, he ends up being afflicted first. B'cho ba'amcha yalu ha'sardim. Bir b'zeh, ki hayamach davcha ha'tchalas ha'gzeira. Sharei lo natan osam Hashem Yisbarach la'avadim rak l'paro. Lo la'avadim la'avadim. Right? Because it's going to be the gzeira against the Egyptians is going to be against the king. Because God, ki lo natan osam Hashem Yisbarach la'avadim rak l'paro. right? So that Hashem gave who? Gave over the Jewish people to Paro. Lefichach hitchil Paro v'achar kach avadav. Right, so that's why the way it's meted out is going to be like geared right exactly at the person who is going to be running the show there and the one who starts the whole thing. Okay, fine. Now it says Havas Nischak Malo, Nitchak Malahem Mibayle. Right, the Gemara said it should have said Havas Nischak Malahem. Let's go act against them. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Bo v'Nitchak Malo Moshiyan Shal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara said. B'me Nidonam. So then the Gemara goes on and says, how are we going to go after them? Are we going to go out with them fire? He be'esh Hashem nishbat, be'cherev, be'cherbo, as kol basar, ela bo v'nidona b'mayim. Shekvar nishbat kodesh baruch hu, sholayovi mabul lolam. Dechsev ki minoach zos li asher nishbati me'avur me'noach, ve'heim enam yodim sha'al kol ha'olam enam evi, aval al uma achas mevi. Inami hu enam evi, aval heim ba'yim v'noflim l'toch ha'mayim sh'nemar v'mitzrayim natsim l'krosso. Right, so that's the Gemara that we just read in Sota. Right, we're going to go after them with fire. God's going to judge us with fire. He'll judge us with the sword. Water. It's like which one are you going to choose? Water. We can use the water. Fine. Water can't be that bad, right? That's like remember David Orlovsky had this class he was giving, and he was talking about recollecting his years as a teenager and conservative Rosh Hashanah service, and like it's Nisanatokef, who will die, and the choir is like die die die, and then they're like, you know, like then they're going through the different options, who by fire and who by water, and he's like saying, I don't know, fire's pretty, that's pretty harsh. I can do the doggy paddle for a while. I'll go with the water. So like, yeah, this whole, this is kind of off this Gemara here. Like, which one are we going to choose? Fire, the sword? We'll go with the water. Okay. So now, Dikdiku Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha B'Kasav Hazeh. So now, our Chazal, they looked at this, and they were medayik in this pasuk. The Af Agav Shenichtav Kol HaPasuk B'Lashon Yachid. The truth is, the whole pasuk is written in the singular. Hine am b'nei Yisrael atzum v'rav. Lo nemar atzumim. So everything's in the singular. Shebavadai derech ha-kasav l'azkir v'lashon yachid ha'am. When you talk about a nation, you start talking about it in the singular. So aval milat lo. So then why havan ischak malo? If you're saying that everything's in the singular, so I'll say that also. Like what's, why all of a sudden are they making this dig and they're saying it can't be, it should have been lahem. Because when you see the word lashon lo, it's specific to that person and it's a miut. Ein derech hakasav nechtav al rabim, so that is specific to an individual. V'chalak gadol bein atzom bein milat lo. Shari lo nimsa b'shem makom sheyidrashu lashon yachid l'miutei. Av shalafal lashon yachid al rabim. Aval lashon hamashma miut. There are times when you can use the singular, like atzum, and that's describing the nation, a group. But there are certain singular references, like lo and alav, that are coming to say this person, this individual, to, as opposed to, or to the exclusion of the others. Kimo milat lo, v'chol milat alav, shedarshu b'chol makom lemiot, lo yitachin lomar al am asher heim rabim. L'chein darshu zal, shezot hamila ba lomar nitchakma l'moshiyan shal Yisrael. So hava nitchakma lo is like, it sticks out, because the word lo is a miot. We find that to be something that's exclusion, it will be an exclusion, and say this as opposed to that. Right? So therefore this is looked at as an exclusion. Okay, fine. V'ein da'as rabbeinu zichron levracham ki perish lo l'moshian rak heim mefarshim lo la'am kimashmo. So then, why does the Gemara, he says the Gemara clearly tells us that it's talking about Moshian shal Yisrael Hashem. Okay? So then, is that what it means? So he says, the way that the Gemara is explaining lo as focusing on Hashem, but it's not really that. Rather, Rakhi Mefarshim Lo La'am Kimashmo. Really, it's really, because in context, is Havan Ischak Malo, It's all about focusing on the Jewish people. Rak derotze lomar, to tell us, so now you take the Gemara, that's talking, Moshe Anshel Yisrael, it's talking about God, and he says what it really wants to say is, it really wants to talk, Rak derotze lomar, la'am shehem yuchadim enasim kishachad. It's that it's talking about this group that has become completely unified to be like one person. V'zeb emasher yisbarach elokeihem. And you know why they're unified? Because God is their, Hashem is their God. And that's how they're completely different and separate from the other nations. V'nasim am echad. V'el'achta shalehem shema'achin otam nitchake mizeh l'moshiyah. So he's saying that, because if you read the Pesukim, it doesn't make sense, Havan is Chachmalo, that power is making this a fight against God. It's not, it doesn't read that. Read the Pesukim again. If we go back to the Pesukim, look at it for a second here. Right, so it says, Vayomer Alamo, Hine Ambene Sorav Vatsumimenu, Havan is Chachmalo. It's all focused. It's going to be on the Jewish people. It's all in the singular against the Jewish people. So then why would the Gemara say it's focused on the one, meaning the Moshe Anshel, God? So Maral's saying is that what it really means is that it's referring to the thing that unifies. The Gemara is saying the Moshe Anshel Yisrael is the aspect that makes them one, is their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's a very interesting, very creative understanding of how you... So you're taking a Gemara that's saying Moshe Anshel Yisrael, lo, it's the singular of this specific thing, and in the context of what the Pesukim read, it's talking about Kal Yisrael. Havan is Chachma lo, is we're going to go after the nation, the lo, which is the nation. The Gemara says, the Moshe Anshel, God, because what makes them... one nation is their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear? It's a beautiful thing. So like what makes the Jewish people connected is our special relationship with Hashem. The Hachachma Hazot, Ki Hu Yisparach Mehavet Kol HaNimtzayim. So this... Okay, so now. What was Paro's idea? Hava Nischachma Lo, right? Again, let's just look at this one more time inside the text here, right? Hava Nischachma Lo, Pen Yerbev, Hayek, right? So then we're going to put together this taxation thing, start afflicting them, and then we're going to make life really difficult. But then at the same time, he goes into action where let's start killing the kids. And then that doesn't work. And then ultimately, that plan, next thing you know, is Vayitzav Paro l'chol amo l'emor, kol ben yahayilot hayor tashlichu v'chol bas techayun. Right? To go after him with the water. Okay? So the Hava Nischachma Lo that we have over here is going to get us to that ultimate, like throwing them into the water. So it's back to this, because the Gemara, if you think about it, the Gemara said, is how are we going to go after them? That's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara says, let's look at the Gemara one more time here. Sorry. See, the Gemara here is saying, right, Bama? So he says, Havan Ischak Malo, right? We're going to go after Bo Venech Kam Moshe Anshel Yisrael. And then they ask, so how are we going to, with what form of death shall we judge and decree upon them? And ultimately they say, we're going to do it with water, right? So that's, you see here, that the whole game plan, this Nischachma Lo, is focused on water, okay? So now the Maral is going to explain, so what's the deal here with the water? The Chachachma Hazot, Ki Hu Yisparach HaMahaveh Et Kol HaNimtzayim, U'mito HaKol. God gives existence and life to everything. He gives, right, he enlivens everything. Everything, Me'atorah Kol. Noten HaTzura V'Achomer. He gives things there. Now here, this word Tzura, Chomer is very easy. It's the idea of the physicality, right? The Tzura is shape, in like in the literal, but it gives, it's this idea of much more than that. It's the idea of the spiritual form, right? The idea of like the definition of what being is. And that would be a metaphysical type of thing as well, description. V'kasher yatzu hayitzurim min haroi. So when God's creations go out from what they're supposed to do, asher yesh lehem linhog al haseder, asher sadar otam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God gave them an order that they should operate under. And when they go outside of that, hinehu mavir et hatzura asher bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That person, when they go outside of the context of what God wanted them to do, right? So that's hinehu mavir et hatzura asher bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he goes outside of the Seder. And we all know that anyone who has any sense, lachal maskil, ki hatsura davar mekuyam. So the tsura, again, this idea of the spiritual and the, you know, like the, it's like a bigger word. I asked one time, like an expert in Mara, like, give me a good definition of tsura, and he kind of didn't answer me because it's a very, you know, big term, but a lot of times they'll use surah for the idea of the spiritual aspect, the conscious, the subconscious, you know, the non-physical part of a human being. Okay, that's the soul. Let's call it ki hatsura davar mekuyam b'mayim ein kiyum b'asher heim nigrim arza. Right. So when with water. There's, when it comes to water, water has no kiyum, has no, now it doesn't have existence. Now we'll see what that means. If you think about it, and we go back to Bereshis, and water just was there, right? Bereshis bara lokim es hashamayim v'aretz, v'aretz ha'isa tovo v'choshech right? It was just there in the creation. So he wants the understanding of the nature of water is that it's, right? Is that it does not have this physical, it's a purely physical type of thing. It's like the most physical thing that you can get. It has no form. And if anything, if you think about it, it's like the least, you know, and literally has no form. Like surah has form. Or man has like this idea of like a form. Water is the opposite. And so too, he says here also, not just water, so too, darkness. God only created light. Right? But choshech was just there. So you have water and you have darkness that are just there. They don't, because they're, you know, but let's focus here on the water. It's interesting that you threw the darkness in as well. What else in creation, just as a side, was not, you don't have, it says, God said, let there be. Or that we don't see that God creates. It is actually the stars. If you look, go back, you look at the text, the stars kind of just appear. They're not really said to be created. They just are there, which is another whole Torah, like to talk about stars, but either way, okay. So with the water. So now think about this. So our whole thing is when you think about the story with Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, splitting of the water, the fact that they afflict the water of the Nile, and that, you know, all this water stuff, right? So he says here like this: Bereshis Rabbah Parshas Yikavu Hamayim Amar Rabbi Levi Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yikavu Li Hamayim Mashani Atid La'asos Bahen Mashal Melech Shabana Paltin. V'hoshiv b'hen yorin almim. Ma'asu, hayun mashkimin, v'shalim b'shalom ha-melech, b'rmizo b'etzba. Amar melech, ilu hayu pikhim, alachas kam v'kama, hoshiv ha-melech b'hen yorin pikhim. Amdu v'hechziku v'paltin, amu shalanu hi, ein paltin zeh shal melech. Amar melech, tachzer ha-paltin l'kmo shehaita, kach mitchilasa shal alam. So too, in the beginning of the world, the water, the idea of praise of God came from the water. So like God's praise is coming from the water. The waters, by definition, are praising God. What they say? Adir b'marum Hashem. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma elish in lehem chachma lo amir v'lo dibor. Here the water has no brain, no wisdom, not ability to speak. Kachay makalsanoti. Nevertheless, they praise me. L'chshenivra adam alachas kam v'kam. But when I create man, it will be even greater. Here the water is praising me and has no brain and is praising me when I create this man, this exalted man, how much greater will my praise be? Amad Dora Mabo Bimarad, Dora Nosh Bimarad, Dora Flug of Imaradbo. Then comes each generation and they're all rebelling against God. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yifnu Elu V'yamdu V'yavo Elu. So then get rid of these and we'll bring this. Dechsiv, Ayhi Hageshem Al Aretz, Arba'im Yom V'Arba'im Laila Adkan. So therefore God, it brings in the water to get rid of these. Biur Bazeh, Masha Marna L'mal. So let's explain, like we said earlier. Ki mitchilas bria social olam, from the beginning of creation, kodem shiyatzar v'bara ikar hatsura, before God created man, which is the essence or the point of all creation, shuha adam, hayu hamayim, asher heim pshutim ve'im bahem tsura. There was the water, simple, no form. Ve'im hayu mitziyat olam, and that was the world. A world of water. Ve'in safek ki bahem yesh gam kein ma sheheim morin al amitat mitziusa yisbarach. So what does it mean that the waters praise God? It doesn't mean that they praise God, but rather their existence, their just being, is a witness, is a testimony to the truth of God's existence. Af lefi miutzurasan, even though there's no kind of spiritual aspect to them, mikamakam yesh behem mitziut ma. They have this. Their existence is enough. But also mitziut yesh bo shevach lamamzi. But just their being is praise to God that made them. Va'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu levroat Adam. So here comes God and he says, let's create man, which has this elevated soul. It'll be even a greater praise. His right. So if water just being there is a by its pure existence is praise to God, so how much more so will that man, the elevated man, be able to be a praise to God? But what happened was, because God put so much of the tzura, quote unquote, the soul in him, the problem is that by giving him the free will and the exalted state of being, the potential was also to go off the rails, which is what happened. And that's when he goes to the other side. Lomar ki ein ha'olam shel melech. To the point where he says, the world is not for the king. It's not the king's world. V'zehu machmas ha'tzura ha'shlema haya rotza shehu ye ikar ha'metziyat ba'olam. Because of the fact that he has this tzura, he has this soul, this lofty soul, he wants to become the essence of all of existence. Aval kasher yesh ba'olam chalash ha'metziyat, so then, when there's less, right? So when there's less of just the water, like we talked about earlier, right? So then, there's no question about that. There's existence. There's something here, and that we know that it's underlying by it's there because there's God. Aval ha'adam comes along, man, lefi mala tziroso hayarotza shuya ikar hametziyot, because God gave man this lofty soul. In that process, he opened up the door to this being, quote unquote, man, who then wanted to take control of the and become the essence of the and look at himself as the center of all of reality. And so that's when, at that point, in those cases, those are all examples of Society is wanting to strip out God and say it's all about us. At that point, God says, bring the water. Klamer, ki davar hazeh ba la'adam machmas ha'tzura, yachzur elu she'en lahem tzura shleima. So I'm going to take the opposite of man, that which is completely absent of any type of spiritual element, and use that to wipe out man. Ki lo chavetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzura zot. At that point, God's like, I had enough of this. Reset button with water, because water in the simplest level is testimony to God's existence, and He's the essence of reality. And enough with the upstart man that every time you give him this, what happens? He goes off the rails and thinks it's all about him, right? So now, and so therefore, like you see, societies that go against God, like they're saying, we're the essence, we're the center of all of reality. And so that it's not a coincidence that every time God's going to take care of these societies, He's going to go after them with water. So that, because water is removing the tzura from the tzura tamitziyot, because yesh chet ba'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavir et hatzura, umavir oto b'mashehu havara el habriya kamo amayim. Right, so he's going to take it from, he's going to use the thing that's the most opposite of tzura, which is water, to take care of that. Now you might think in the back of your mind, so why did God destroy Sodom with fire? Right, so there's that idea of fire as a destructor as well. So that's another thing, that's something else, right? You have an idea?
I'm thinking about you wash with water for purity, mm-hmm. right? It's sort of the opposite idea.
Is it the opposite idea?
Well, it's not destroying it, or maybe it might be destroying impurity. Maybe you can look at it that way.
No, but maybe there's something about water that purifies as well, right? So maybe there's something that within the tzura that's bad, that water can remove all that's bad from the tzura, right? It has that power to remove it, right?
But fire kosher things too.
Correct.
And it's also kind of fungible.
No, fire is another whole discussion. But here it's like before there was fire, way before fire, there's water, right? Meaning in the story of creation, right? You have, it's just water is there, right? But it's interesting. So he's this principle of water, which has no form, and which is the opposite of that, which is the most formed. Like, you know, it's like, as societies mature and they, you know, look at the state of our, you know, of the world today. I mean, it's just insane, you know, it's like it's crazier and crazier every day. And clearly, it's a society. I mean, it gets nuttier every moment, right? So, you know, okay, we'll leave it there. I'm not going to go down that path, right? But okay, so now, umneki havarat mitziot ha'atzura ayidei mayim. So since this idea of removing the existence of tzura through water, lachen kasher hekim HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Noach lo hekim rak shelo lahavir hamabel. He said, okay, listen, I'm making a bris with you. I'm not going to bring a flood of the proportion of wiping out the entire world. Mamoel shelo lahavir hamabel. Right, umamo shelo lahavir hamabel yachol lahavir esh v'gafres. Okay, he took water off the table, but he's able to still bring water, fire, and gafret. Ela shekol inyan havara ta'olam havara tatzura ayde hamayim. But this idea of like removing the tzura through water, kashen v'lamala. He'll talk about this more and further prakim in the book. Okay? He goes into it multiple times. But you see this principle, it's a very interesting idea that water, so water is, because of its opposite of, but it's there as a way to, you know, literally remove that which is going counter, because in a sense, the way he described it is, here you're going to bring this being that's going to be a greater level of praise to God, but if you don't do it, I'll go back, I'll reset to the water, which is just on the simplest level, is a very basic, you know, testament to God's existence and the fact that he is the Mekayim HaOlam. Therefore, now, V'lefichach, therefore, Hiskimu HaMitzrim, Shelo Yunidunim Yisrael Rak B'mayim. So they figured this out. They got their game plan. It's going to be water against the Jews. Ki kol midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida K'neged Mida. They understood Mida K'neged Mida. V'kfar Asa Kiyam L'Olam Im Noach She'yeh HaOlam Kayam Lo Yelo Ha'avara Aydei HaMayim She'him Avir Nakol. Okay? So they understood, they got the Mida K'neged Mida thing. They understood that God works in a Mida K'neged Mida, and they figured, hey, we got an insurance plan. God can't bring the water against us because he promised Noach. Avalo Haya Kiyam Azeh Rak Al HaKlalos. But that kiyam, that deal, that bris, is in a general aspect. Shelo yavo hamayim v'yavor klal ha'olam. That the water is not going to come and destroy the entire world. Shehu tzurat klal ha'metziat aval davar prati. Ein ze klal. But on a private level, on a more granular level, or more of a, you know, specific case by case, that's not the case. And therefore, that they miscalculated that. They thought that they were covered by the bris of Noach, and that's not true. V'od, hashpur hayeshlo yem mevi la'olam hamayim derech havara, aval kasher hu mevi hamayim umagbir et hamayim al tzurat hanimtsayim, v'zehu havara, aval kasher hu zorek hanimtsal el hamayim, ein zo tagbura samayim, shehu ma'avir tzurat hanimtsa, achu ayidei ma'ase she mashlicho b'mayim, so the idea of havara, of bringing water to wash them away, that's different than throwing them into water. And so that's a different type of model. And so therefore, which is what ultimately ended up happening, right, is that they either run to it, that's what the Gemara in Sota says, right? It had two different options. Either they're going to go into the boiling pot that they made themselves, or they're going to go, but the idea is that they're going to go to it, right? So that as opposed to God bringing it to them, they're going to go to it, which is a completely different type of deal. Okay. So, v'nilcham banu v'alam in aretz. So it says, Paro says, they're going to come, they're going to fight against us, and v'Allah, again in the singular, min haretz. V'alinu mi barley. It should have said in the plural. Amar v'yaba bar kahana, kish adam shetolek elaso ba'achirim. Okay, so let's see the Gemara here. So the Gemara. Okay, here. So the verse states, come, let us deal wisely with them. Let he multiply and it come to pass that when there befalls us any war, he will also join our enemies and fight against us and get him up out of the land. The Gemara comments, he should have said, and get us up, as Paro's fear was that the Jewish people would join the enemies of Egypt and drive Paro and the Egyptians out of Egypt. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says, by stating this, Paro is like a person who curses himself but applies his curse to another. Right, so he's tole kelaso b'chavera. Right, so he's cursing himself, applies it to someone else. Okay? So he says like this, Perish. Lo haya lomar she yalu hema min haaretz. Ki im yalu min haaretz ayidei ribuyim bal karcham shel Mitzrayim gam ken yigrashu et Mitzrayim min haaretz v'lama amru va'ala min haaretz ela shayitolim kilasim ba'acherim. Explains like this. Ki again, lo haya lomar sheyalu hema min haaretz. Right, it's not lo haya. It shouldn't have said that they will come yalu hema min haaretz. They will come from the land. Ki im yalu min haaretz ayde ribuyim bal karcham shel Mitzrayim. That they're going to come, the masses against the Egyptians, forcing against the Egyptians. That's for sure going to. Yigrashu at Mitzrayim Minaret, that will for sure expel the Egyptians. But what does it mean, Allah min haaretz? Rather, it's the curse of that for them that it's, that but rather, it's right. He's saying, I'm worried about me getting pushed out, and he's talking, and then he projects it on the others. Then it says in the Gemara, "Yasimu alav sari misim alehem mibayle." Tana de Bei Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Melamet Sheviu Malbein V'talu Lo L'Paro B'Tzavaro. V'chol Echad V'chol Echad Yisrael Shamar Lehem Istnis Ani Amru Lo Klum Istnis Ata Yotem Miparo. So they said, therefore they did set over him taskmasters in order to afflict him with their burdens. The Gemara comments, it should have stated over them in the plural. V'yisimu Alehem. But it says Allah in the singular. What is going on? This teaches that at first they brought a brick mold and they hung it on the neck of Paro to create the appearance that he was also participating in labor. And with and then what happens is with regard to each and every Jew who said to the Egyptians, I am a delicate person and I cannot participate in the labor. They said to him, are you at all more of a delicate person than Paro? And he's participating. Therefore, the verse states they did set over him, as they first placed the burden on Paro as an artifice to enslave the Jewish people. Okay, so let's see what he says here. So you see where it says ve'yisim alav sarim misim gam kan diktiku b'milas alav she'ein lafarish oto al ha'am b'mnei ki b'chol makom shekasa milat alav hu balamait. Again, it's to exclude. The Eino Kemoshar Lashon Yachid Kemoshar Marin Lamal Lachin Lo Yitachin Lafarish Oso Al Klal Ha'am Shesokar Alav Velo Al Acher Shein Kamiyot Lachach Darshu Al Paro. So therefore, it automatically pushes us to say this must be talking about Paro. Shetelu Malbein B'Tzavaro Shol. They put a brick on Paro's neck, and they hung it from him. They said this thing that you know, look at him. You're no more delicate than Paro, and he's doing it. The Gamzen Nira she'ein ritzono lomar ki v'yasim alav pirusho al paro the lo nisgar paro b'kasov. Right, when it says alav, why would you say that that's talking about paro? You don't have him. There's no reference to paro in this context. Kfar amar lamalo ki hamelech hamolech oseh am ki ishachad. In general, when we talk about kings, a king is a unifier. The king is what creates the unification of the nation. Ki hamelech hamolech oseh ha'am ki ishachad. Right? They all become connected through the king. Right? So when we say Vayisimu Alav in the singular, it's that it was put on the entire nation like as one, that all of them had this put on them. Because it's, so to speak, the king who unifies the nation, who's helping in the building. And that therefore they were all became enslaved as one. So what it's hinting to us here is an incredible thing. That everything that they did was a universal, or overreaching, done in the collective. Let's say they were meshavdim Yisrael all at one time. V'zeh ein safek shehu yoter mimah shehayu hashivah shehayu meshavdim es kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzma. And this idea of that they did it on the collective was greater than what they did on the individuals. It's like a macro, collective type of attack that again is bringing us back to this idea. Shahaya nigzar aleim mitzad kloteim bigzeras alokit. L'kach ba hagzera al kloteim keachad shadvarim hamikrim pratim heim. If it's happening on the individual level, so then you could say, okay, this is kind of like a one-off. The idea that it was done on this, like, and again, so like, here is how he's piecing it together. It says that the Gemara is basically giving on this kind of imagery of they put it on paro. But the idea that they put on paro, come on, did they really put on paro? No, but the idea of it is the concept that they did it through the king is to show that the gezera, the edict, is a universal, collective edict. And so it comes to emphasize that the nature of this thing is going to is very much ordained and been decreed by God. And so it's the way that this is expressed is only in the collective. It has to be a universal collective. I don't know if that, I think those two words go together. Universal collective. So that's the only way that you could see that this is clearly something that's coming from God. If it was just like when you see something that's so like, you know, again, like, you know, I'd say this, but it's crazy. But like when you see a massive type of thing occur, i.e. Holocaust in our recent history, when you see something like that, it's like that's Gezeras HaMelech. That is, you know, this is not something that's just lo hayam mikri, but rather Gezeras Elokis, right? So when you see it on such a wide-reaching, far scale, that's emphasizing the fact that this is something that's very much coming down as, you know, this is what's meant to be happening here. Not to say, which is interesting, like in terms of like how you would look at like things that happen on an individual level to in each person. And how do we understand that? Is that God's hand in it, you know? Here he's saying, when you want to know, like, this is, like, happening from God, and this is a preordained, this is, you know, when you see it on the collective, on this mass scale, this is coming from God, you know? As opposed to, you know, something happened to Joe and to Ralph, but, you know, not to the other 10 guys, you know, or whatever, but so then it's you know. But so it's like one of the things that he emphasizes a lot is that all these things that are happening here, right? When from the time that they come down to Mitzrayim, at time of Yosef and then the brothers and all of that's happening, you see God's hand as he's pushing these things through, right? So he's saying here the same thing. And the way that this is described, and he's saying, if you look at the subtlety and the lashon of the psukim here, right? So we have like a few psukim here in our parsha, of Nishak Malo, all right, that this is an edict against him, God. But no, it's not God, but rather it's a way of saying against the Jewish people who are unified through their connection to this one God. And so to hear, he's saying the same idea in terms of the way that they came and they brought the servitude was done, a love, that they brought a brick that they put around Paro's, that in this case, he's saying what the Gemara is saying is it's nothing to do with Paro as much as Paro as king, that it's the putting a thing around the king who unifies, again, the same concept as he used there with the idea of Hava Nishak Malo, this is against the Jewish people who are unified under God. So too, it's around that the collective Jewish people are going to be put under the servitude collectively under, because the king is doing it, because the king is one that brings everybody together, again showing us that this is a collective large scale operation, and therefore it's clear because of that what it's telling us is that this is not some kind of, you know, happenstance type of thing, but rather this is clearly the edict from God that this is happening at this point. So it's an interesting, like he sees thematically that he's saying that the Gemara in Sota, when it keeps on coming back to this theme, what it's really doing is don't take it at its literal level, but take it from there to the message that it's giving us, this idea that there's this collective thing that's going on here in this process. And that's giving us, you know, that message, which it's very interesting approach to like how to understand these psukim, because they are weird, right? They're just like, it's playing with between the yeah. singular and the plural.
I was going to say, it reminds me of that whole idea of the, what's it called, the Kor Barzel?
Yeah.
You know, like Egypt was all about that forging in the crucible, you know, into one, into
You're seeing the
collective. So this is like that. This is the process that it's happening through. This it's forging a nation.
Right. Well, which is right. And that's right. So you take a step back. You say, what are we doing here? We're creating a nation. Right. So, but it's supposed to be a nation that's unified, a unified nation. But I guess this is nationalism, right? Is that this? This is the creation of nationalism. Yeah. But you know, in a sense, like this is, it's just interesting. Like you see how he takes a Chazal, and he's saying like don't understand what the Gemara is doing here. That both times he says, don't get stuck on Menischak Malo as God, the Moshiach Shal Yisrael, but rather it's what that thing represents underneath it. He takes it the next step under to say that that's what's being messaged here. It's very interesting. Very interesting. And I thought that was a new thing I never saw before, is this idea that either way, when you say that was a new king or not a new king, it was not the same guy. It never was the same guy from Yosef's time. But it's whether was it the same dynasty or was it a new dynasty? That's the Machlokas. Very interesting, yeah. Also. All right?
Yeah.